What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about what's going on in Saudi Arabia, where it's starting to play like an HBO miniseries on political darkness, like Game of Thrones, or for the other channels, Versailles, or the Borgias. And it's really getting dark over there, and they're trying to figure out what is really going on with the arrest of all these princes and ministers, supposedly for corruption. Consolidation of power? Yes. Clearing opposition to a potential war with Iran? Possibly. And then there's the money aspect. As you know, following that rather poorly thought out attempt to harm Russia with an oil price war, Saudi Arabia's economy got hit very, very hard. They actually started to issue government bonds to keep going because of that. And so now they're not as flush with money as once they were. Well, under Saudi law, if you are convicted of certain crimes, including corruption, the state acquires all of your wealth. And we're talking about $33 billion with a B dollars from some of these people who've been arrested. And that's a very Soviet thing to do. I mean, back in the days of Stalin. You've probably heard the phrase, you know, this person was liquidated or that person was liquidated. They even used it in the Wizard of Oz in reference to the Wicked Witch of the West. But it actually began with a Soviet government operation, if you will, that would basically assassinate very wealthy people and confiscate their wealth, liquidate their assets. So that may be going on here as well. Now, we talked the other day about how a lot of these people who have been arrested were linked to Hillary and the Clinton Foundation. And now, according to this article in Blacklisted News, apparently many of them were tied in with the Podesta group as well. So once again, the focus comes back to that Podesta lobbying group. And as you know, John Podesta was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, the one she beat up the night she lost. His brother, Tony Podesta, has now stepped down. As more questions are raised about just what the Podesta group has been doing. Does it go beyond merely lobbying to being an international fixer? Now, over at FortRus.com, they're looking at Hariri's resignation, and they're seeing it as a sign that the Saudis and U.S. and Israel are pursuing a plan B, which may be to go into Lebanon, go into Iran, try and encircle Syria, and starve it into submission. But Turkey's a wild card right now. It's kind of hard to know what's going on. There's another article that came out over in Tasman News saying that Hariri resigned because he failed to carry out Saudi directions. And basically, Saudi seditious plots in Lebanon. That's what he was assigned to do. Riyadh was backing him, and he failed. And there's even another article that came out of Fars News saying that Hariri is actually under detention in Saudi Arabia because he phoned in his resignation from Saudi Arabia. Nobody's seen him since, and Fars News is saying that he's actually under detention by the Saudis. That's definitely a dramatic turn of events. Meanwhile, the Saudi State Minister for Arabian Gulf Affairs is out there making war talk, saying, we will use all power to confront the party of Satan. They're already calling down the religious imprimatur on everything they're doing. They even did it with the arrests of the princes and the ministers, saying it's the duty of every devout Muslim to fight corruption. And yes, that is in the Quran. But they're trying to basically sell the idea that what they're doing is holy and religious and blessed and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, we reported earlier in the week, actually yesterday, that Saudi Arabia has totally blockaded all of Yemen, all of their seaports, all of their airports, all of the land borders, And the United Nations today is saying that Saudi Arabia's decision to shut down all these access points is preventing the United Nations, and for that matter, anybody else, from sending humanitarian aid to the war-torn country. So here we have Saudi Arabia imposing a starvation regime on the people of Yemen. And we're not talking about combatants. We're talking about ordinary people who are not part of the war, who just want to live their lives and be left alone. They are being starved into submission by Saudi Arabia acting on behalf of the United States government. Now, here's an interesting article. This came out of the Real News. And it's talking about how several members of Congress have introduced legislation to invoke the War Powers Act with an aim to shut down U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen, and accepting that the resolution will not pass because the vast majority of people in Congress like war. Well, let's give them all rifles and ship them to the front line, and that might change their opinion about how much fun war is real quick. Now, we're going to do a quick little shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Steve Bannon is out there saying the Middle East is on a knife edge in the last 48 to 72 hours. He's certainly right about that. But then he goes on to say that President Trump and the United States of America have had enough of it, and we're just not going to tolerate anymore this financing, the exporting of radical Islamic terror into Western Europe and the United States. Well, Bannon seems to be unaware that the radical Islamic terror is blowback from endless U.S. meddling in all those Middle Eastern countries. Nobody gets up one morning and just says, oh, there's nothing on TV. I think I'll become a terrorist today. There's nothing better to do. People are made into terrorists by going about their business in their homes, down at the marketplace, getting food for dinner, and all of a sudden there's a blinding flash, and people they've known their entire lives, grown up with, been friends with, are lying in bloody shreds at their feet, and the shrapnel is stamped, made in the USA. That's what makes a terrorist. And Bannon needs to remember that. Because it is this endless meddling in other countries that has brought the world to the edge of World War III. And yeah, I can understand members of Congress think it's fun. They're probably heavily invested in defense contractors. And it's not like they or any of their families are going to be in any danger. Now, over in Israel, in East Jerusalem, which according to the United Nations is supposed to be Palestinian territory, Israel has made the decision to construct 300 new settler units in East Jerusalem. Just totally unconcerned with world opinion or the United Nations. Now, over in North Korea, commercial satellite imagery of the Pyongri nuclear test site is showing significant movement of equipment, mining carts, material, and netting within the area of the West Portal. This is a yet unused test tunnel complex, and it hasn't been active for the last several months. But over at the North Portal, where they've been doing all the nuclear testing, and they had that recent cave-in, apparently a lot of that material has now been pulled off and moved around to the West Portal. So it looks like North Korea did anticipate having to have a second underground nuclear test facility. It's the same mountain, which is still risky to be pounding on that with nuclear bombs. But apparently they've abandoned the tunnel complex where all their earlier tests have happened, and they're working on a new tunnel complex over on the west side of the mountain. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, very bizarre story. This came out of TASS. The White House has issued a statement, Russia should have a role in resolving the crisis around North Korea. And apparently a spokesperson for the White House said that Moscow has obligations as a United Nations member to upholding UN Security Council resolutions. Well, Russia has always complied with UN Security Council resolutions. If you want somebody who refuses to comply, go down to Israel. But what's going on here is China is now pulling back. They don't want to get sucked into the North Korean mess that the U.S. has made with all this saber rattling and exercises off the coast. And so now the U.S. government is going to turn to Russia. Come on in. We'll whoop on North Korea. It'll be fun. Frankly, it reeks of desperation on the cusp of madness. And the other message about the U.N. Security Council is a dig at Russia for exercising its vetoes on U.S. resolutions. But Russia does have that right. And now the U.S. is starting to understand how the rest of the world feels when the U.S. will veto any Security Council resolution regarding Israel. But they're trying to convince Russia to just go along with us in North Korea and everything will be hunky-dory. But I don't think Russia sees it that way. Certainly, China doesn't see it that way. Now, here's an interesting article that came out in USA Today. And the headline is very alarming. South Koreans say war with North Korea, a life or death matter. But if you actually read the article, it says the opposite. And they're talking about this South Korean gentleman, Wu, who runs a survivalist website. And he's a consultant with local governments on how to prepare for disasters. And he's 44 years old, and he says he's trying to help prepare people for war, but he says most South Koreans aren't taking North Korea's threat seriously. Now we have another indication of why I don't think the United States can prevail in a conventional war against a military peer like Russia or China. And this time, it's not the weapon systems, it's the personnel. And if you have not heard about it, you will now. This is called the Fat Leonard corruption scandal. And apparently it involves a Singapore-based maritime tycoon, Leonard Glenn Francis, who's nicknamed Fat Leonard. That's where they got that. And apparently this corruption scandal has now spread to include 60, that is 6-0, U.S. Navy admirals and hundreds of other officers within the U.S. 7th Fleet, which is already going through all kinds of turmoil from all these deadly ship collisions. So the Navy has confirmed it's been reviewing the conduct of 440 active duty and retired personnel for possible violations of military law or federal ethics rules in their dealing with Fat Leonard. And the Justice Department apparently handed them the cases of certain individuals who did not meet the threshold for prosecution in civilian courts, but may have committed offenses under the military justice system. Now, this is double the number of admirals the Navy said were under investigation last year. And 60, that's a lot of admirals. There are only 210 admirals presently on active duty in the U.S. Navy. So it's looking to me like the U.S. 7th Fleet is in serious, serious trouble. Their admirals are all corrupt. So are their officers. They're all, you know, doing what they're doing. They've ignored training, which is why you had these warships, like the John S. McCain, that were being handed to crews who were not properly trained in the rules of maritime right of way, resulting in these collisions. Then you have the complaints coming off the USS Shame, which is part of the flotilla off the coast of Korea, where apparently the captain is turned into a Captain William Bligh, to the point where his crew absolutely hate him. They say it's like living on a prison ship. Boy, the Navy isn't what it used to be, or maybe it never was. Maybe it's always been this corrupt. Now, story just coming on out. We reported earlier where Tucker Carlson had said his sources had reported that management at CNN were telling their prostitutes and their correspondents to just attack Donna Brazile. Apparently, somebody at CNN has decided they've gone as far as they can go with it, because now CNN is admitting Donna Brazile's report is legit. And they're also reporting Hillary Clinton laundered money through the DNC back to her own campaign. Now, where did that money come from? Did it come from the Clinton Foundation? That's certainly not what the Clinton Foundation is chartered to do. If she used it as a slush fund, that voids the tax-exempt status of the foundation. And that makes Bill and Hillary Clinton personally liable for taxes on all that money that was collected. So even CNN is giving up trying to protect Hillary Clinton any longer. This is going to accelerate. this is going to start accelerating. Now, as you know, yesterday we reported on the so-called Paradise Papers, which are these documents showing tax avoidance by the world's ultra-rich individuals and corporations, including the British Queen, Her Royal Highnessness. And the leader of Britain's opposition party, Jeremy Corbyn, is saying the British Queen should apologize if tax evasion is proven. Good luck on that one. But if what she did was illegal, there should be an arrest. See, here's the problem with all these billionaires and trillionaires and quadrillionaires and all these corporations evading taxes through these tax loopholes. It shifts the tax burden onto ordinary people who don't have enough money to take advantage of those loopholes. They're designed for the rich. They're not designed for you. That's why this is an issue. When anybody is using any kind of a tax loophole, because they've got a lot of money and they want to hang on to it, what they're doing is they're shifting the tax burden back to you. Because if governments can't tax the Queen of England, they'll raise taxes on the British subjects. It's inevitable as night following the day. That's how it works. Now, apparently the Paradise Papers have proven to be a bit of an embarrassment for Her Highnessness, because apparently her portfolio of investments includes the controversial retailer Bright House. Now, Bright House is a rent-to-own retailer, and they were slapped just a month ago, with a $20 million fine for not acting as a responsible lender. Now, the idea is that you would go on in and you would rent a new piece of furniture and so forth. And the idea was if you skipped the rent, they could just come and collect the item. They wouldn't have to go through any kind of collections or repossession. That's the rent-to-own business model here. But once you've paid enough month's rent, all of a sudden you own what you're buying. Now, the problem is the interest rates are sky high, and they're aiming their business at consumers who cannot access typical borrowing facilities. They're going for people with bad credit. And even worse, the Britain's financial regulator, the Financial Conduct Authority, said the firm had actually overcharged customers and used aggressive sales techniques on customers with mental health problems and learning disabilities. And Her Highnessness thought this was a really great investment for her money. That one, I think, is probably going to take some of the luster off the crown jewels here. Meanwhile, apparently the world's largest gold producer, China, has seen production fall by 10%. So supply is starting to dry up. Demand is going up. That means gold prices are going to go up. I think it was 12-something this morning here. And as we get into the economic news, story coming out of Investment Watch blog, this is the broadest episode of extreme equity market overvaluation in history. In other words, those wonderful numbers you're seeing on the stock market, they don't represent something good, they represent something bad. They represent how far you have to fall in a correction. Overvaluation is a warning sign. They were seeing it all during 1929. Leading up to the great crash. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Paris in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just got a question for you. One, do you think we're really going to go into North Korea, and what's the timetable on it? When do you think they're actually going to make the move?
Could happen at any moment. Obviously, it won't happen while President Trump is there in the region. But after... Okay, we're hearing some kind of an echo back there. But as soon as Trump is back here in the United States of America, I would say at any moment. Right now, again, this government is desperate to get a real world war going before the economy crashes, so they got something to blame it on. Otherwise, we're going to basically blame Wall Street and Washington, D.C.
I believe the same. I think they're going to do it before the year's up. Because
Absolutely. We'll be in World War III for real before Christmas time. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And boy, they're starting to lay it on thick. I'm looking at the Fox News feed here right now. They've got one of their reporters literally at the DMZ in Korea, and they're showing all this footage of North Korean rocketry and artillery and saying that there's 1,500 pieces of artillery aimed at Seoul, South Korea, which, in my opinion, would be a good reason not to annoy North Korea. But they're laying it on real thick. And so, yeah, I think all of this stuff is going to be up and running by Christmas time. Because if the economy implodes and the U.S. government doesn't have a war to blame it on, then we, the American people, are going to blame Wall Street and Washington, D.C. for this economic predation that we've all been living under for all of our lives. Anyway. See, the problem is war is easy. Just go on out and kill people, take what you want. Actually finding something that works for everybody, that's hard. Powerful people, I guess they get lazy. They just say, oh, let's just go to war. We got too many people anyway. Put them in uniforms, give them guns, send them over there. But again, the issue is, how far has North Korea gotten with a deployable nuclear weapon? originally they were talking about a decap strike. They were going to take out Kim Jong-un and the nuclear bomb facilities and the missile facilities all at once. Now the Pentagon is admitting that was ridiculous. They don't know where they all are. They can't. By now, Kim Jong-un has dispersed the bombs and missile components all over North Korea. And now they're talking about ground invasion in North Korea. And the butcher's bill is going to be enormous on both sides. I mean, if you look how bad it was during the start of the Korean War, this is basically the same war. They just took a very long pause, and now it looks like they're ramping it up here. The U.S. wants to finish it because they want to say they won the Korean War, which they didn't actually do. Now, over in Germany, getting back to the economic news, BMW has recalled 1 million cars over a possible fire hazard. And it's severe enough where they're warning their drivers to just park the car and not drive it until it can be fixed. And this affects the BMW 3 Series models from 2006 to 2011, with issues related to potentially faulty wiring of the climate control blower fan. Now, I'm a bit of a car file, if you will, going back to my youth. And I got it from my father, who liked really nice cars, and he had a BMW at one point. And back then, BMW, along with these other German car makers like Porsche, they were considered very good cars. They were simple, elegant. They hadn't gone the way of the American automakers, which were making huge, bloated, overly complex cars that broke down a lot. I remember my father had a Cadillac at one point. That thing was just a disaster. But the BMW was very, very nice. And I'm sad to see that even the best automakers in Europe are succumbing to the corporate mentality of value engineering their vehicles and relying on the name to convey the sales. Because you have people growing up saying, one day when I'm rich, I'll own a Porsche. One day I'll own a BMW. Or one day I'll own a Mercedes-Benz. And you start to realize that all you're buying with that money is just the badge on the car. The car itself is no different than what you're going to get from like Hyundai or Toyota or Honda, which Hondas are great. I've gotten tremendous service out of my Hondas. And when I'm finally able to get a newer car, it's probably going to be another Honda. And I don't care about the badge. It's because the Hondas really are built to last. And anyway, getting on back to the economic news. During Trump's campaign, he went on the attack against a tax break called the carried interest tax break that benefits some of Wall Street's wealthiest financiers, but the Republican tax bill released on Thursday doesn't mention it at all. It's still going to be there. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it looks like things are definitely going to start happening. Fox News is all of a sudden running all of this Korea bashing. Korea's the biggest threat to the United States right now. And they've got this commander from the Military Pacific Command basically out there saying, yes, we've got the means to do it. And so it looks like war with North Korea is on. Now, right now, the military are facing a manpower shortage. And that means at some point in the very near future, they're going to start talking about activating the draft. Now, right now, young people are required to register for the draft. This has been going on for quite a long time. So all they got to do is basically say the draft is now up and running, and they're going to come grab your kids. And they're going to throw them into a meat grinder. In North Korea, in Iran, in Lebanon, in Syria, who knows where, all across Africa. So it's getting, unfortunately, all too real, and it does look like we're going to be in a major global conflict by Christmas time. All right, let's take a phone call here. Daniel in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Wanted to touch base with that story you posted about Harvey Weinstein and some ex-Mossad agents running around Hollywood trying to intimidate some of his rape accusers. There's a company called Black Cube and Kroll and Associates, which they were the security detail for the World Trade Center on 9/11. Just wondering if you got a chance to read that full
Yeah,
article.
I did look at it. I did look at it, and it's very alarming that they're using ex-Mossad agents to go after these people.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Harvey Weinstein thing, just it seems like it pales in comparison to Arnon Milchan, the admitted Israeli spy who's another Hollywood producer.
Yes.
And I kind of been doing a little bit of homework on him, but I'll probably phone you one of these days. I got some stuff that I had translated from Hebrew. I've kind of been working on for about 8 months now.
Okay.
Anyways, I think you're right about that keeping focus on the whole Hillary thing and all these scandals. And this thing with George Stephanopoulos interviewing Donna Brazile. This guy is the last person to do that, to interview. He's not a journalist. I mean, he's an ex-Clinton staffer, if I remember correctly.
I think you're right, yes.
$75,000 to the Clinton Foundation. And he's, like, trying to make it like Brazil's, you know, off her rocker. I'm surprised he didn't call her a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But yeah, the corporate media, definitely, they're on the warpath against her. They're still trying to protect Hillary Clinton. But the fact of the matter is, with all these allegations out there, she's politically dead. She's never going to win an election again, and she can't get close enough to steal it. And I think what's probably going to happen, she may still have dreams that there's going to be some kind of a violent uprising with Antifa that will get Trump and Pence out of the Oval Office and put her in. But at this point, I would have to say she's probably delusional. And I think we have to start questioning her mental health.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the whole Democratic Party is in danger. I mean, they know that it's all over for her. The whole thing with Bill Clinton and this Lolita Express and what's his name, Kevin Spacey. I mean, it seems like the media will touch on it a little bit, but not the corporate media. Like Fox News might touch on it. But, I mean, this is
the corporate media has gone on to the Weinstein story. I mean, it doesn't hurt them to do the Weinstein story. And again, I think Hillary's people are encouraging this because they're hoping that a Hollywood sex scandal is going to draw the attention of the American people away from Primary Gate and Dossier Gate and Uranium Gate and what's the new one, Scam Gate over at the Department of Justice we talked about earlier in the show. But I think most people are astute enough to not fall for that tabloid misdirection any longer.
Exactly. And, they're wagging this latest shooting in Texas. And, you know, like, if you want to know who's the all-time, who's got the record for all-time kills in a Texas church, it's Janet Reno. You know.
Yes, absolutely. Boy, did you hit that one on the head.
Just one quick note about Saudi Arabia, because it's not all bad. Women are allowed to drive now, so, you know, they can make it to their own stonings on time now. It's absolutely fantastic.
tacky, very tacky, very tacky.
All right. Take care, Mike. Good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Talk about Weinstein. I don't know if you heard of these. Weinstein's actually paying Israeli intelligence to protect to protect him to go spying on all these women.
Well, wait a minute, Tom. No, he wasn't paying Israeli intelligence. He was hiring a company that was made up of former Israeli intelligence operatives, including former Mossad. But they're now a private company.
You're right.
They're not. Yeah. Okay. Let's be accurate here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, they're former Israeli intelligence, Mossad and all that. Okay. But, yeah, Michael, the reason I did call the show today is because have you touched on anything about that Corey Feldman, what he's been trying to say has been happening for years in Hollywood?
Yes.
And how Corey's feeling that he's being threatened and all that, and I overdeed his buddy there, Ham, and I mean, I believe a lot of stuff that young guy is saying there. Well, he's not that young anymore, but yeah, I believe what he's saying is basically true. And if he called it a black star or black angel or something in Hollywood. I don't understand basically what he's talking there. They never elaborated, but. You know, what's going on in Hollywood is unbelievable that it's, and like you're talking about Hillary, look what Hillary's getting away with as far as not letting Bill Clinton take a DNA test against Danny Williams.
Yes.
And you don't hear about that in the news anymore, Michael, because if that story ever got out, that would be in the Democratic Party, because once they would have proved that Hillary is telling Bill, if you give Danny Williams any money, I'm going to, who knows what she would do, because look, we don't want to go there because we know what, I don't think Bill and Hillary's touched each other in 30 years, but it's not for me really to know. But I mean, you know, this guy's with other women and he's going out on cruises to an island with some other guy that does young
Jeff
girls
Epstein.
And all that.
Jeff Epstein.
And yeah, right. So, you know, I just think that now that like the last gentleman just called in, he's absolutely right. The corporate media is not going to touch it because it's going to blow the roof off. If the story ever came out that Bill Clinton was the father of Danny Williams, it was proven, and he actually had to pay back child support, it would be all. If the media reported on that, it would be unbelievable what happened.
Again, the corporate media is still. I mean, we're starting to see some desertions. You know, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and now apparently CNN is pulled back from attacking Donna Brazile and saying, yeah, actually, what she said. Happened, really did happen. So I think everybody's kind of sick and tired of the Clintons at this point. They're just trying to figure out how they can disconnect without Hillary, going nuclear and blowing the whistle on everything the government's been doing for the last 30 years. There was one point where somebody claimed that Hillary was literally saying, if I go down, everyone goes down.
Yep, right. Yeah, that's true. Another thing, Michael, look at this Anthony Weiner. This guy Anthony Weiner is doing, 21 months now or something in some kind of medical facility?
Something like that.
Guy Weiner. If that would have been anybody else, they'd be doing probably 5 years, and they'd probably be doing hard time. I mean, this is unbelievable. And another thing, that's Uma Abedin, if they really, the FBI were to really interrogate her, I'm sure they'd get more information they could handle, and they'd probably try to cover it up anyway, but... This whole thing is just unbelievable what's happening with the left, and, you know, it blows my mind. I look what's going on, and today they have the election in Virginia with this guy, Gillespie, and some other nitwit, and in that situation alone, this guy's basically sanctuary cities. I'm still lost in that more than anything. I mean, sanctuary cities? I don't get that one, Michael. Sanctuary cities, and these people are here illegally?
You raise an interesting point there, but again, all of these are violations of Title VIII, and all of these governors and mayors who are out there saying we're going to be a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city, they need to be arrested and charged under Title VIII.
Use
the existing laws. Yes, absolutely.
Gary Clark needs to be arrested. If I was Donald Trump, I'd arrest him. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, right now, Donald Trump needs to get himself an attorney general who's actually going to do the job. Because right now, Sessions is just another follow-on to Loretta Lynch, totally corrupt, totally compromised. And I think it should be really obvious. There's a serious problem with our government when we get two attorney generals in a row who are protecting the most corrupt politician in our history. When you have two FBI directors in a row who are protecting the most corrupt politician in our nation's history. And you realize there is a big, big problem. And Donald Trump needs to start firing people and replacing them with individuals from outside the Beltway. You cannot drain the swamp when you're hiring the swamp. And that's Trump's biggest mistake. There are very qualified people out here in the hinterland. They've never been in politics. They're not compromised. They're not owned. They're not bought. But they know the skills to do the job. Get Larry Klayman in there as a special counsel or as attorney general. And just start bringing in these outsiders. Trump is an outsider president. He should have brought in an outsider White House staff, and we would see things happening.
I totally agree with you on that, Michael, totally. And I think he should get rid of Sessions because Sessions is, he just seems like to me a big failure. So
Sessions is recusing himself from all these investigations. Well, you know, if you're not going to do the job, have the decency to resign. Tom, we're going to let you go here. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. All right. We're coming up here on the end of the program. Thank you for the phone call. Getting on back to the economic news, there's an article out saying that Obamacare is officially dead, maybe a little premature. But basically what it is Donald Trump has apparently prepared an executive order to unravel Obamacare's individual mandate. He's putting it on hold to see whether the GOP tax plan will eventually include repealing those penalties for going uninsured or having an insurance policy that is not Obamacare compliant. But apparently, if Congress fails to put that into the tax reform, Trump is going to go ahead and use his executive order to get that one out. All righty, getting on over here to Europe, and once again, George Soros, founder and owner of the Open Society Foundation, was finally able to meet with the president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, and it was a closed-door meeting with no announced agenda. In other words, it's all secret what they're talking about, and I'm sure Soros' concern is that the European Union, which is an essential stepping stone to the global government, is starting to fall apart. You've got Great Britain is trying to leave. You've got Catalonia is trying to leave. Now you've got Lombardia and Venice in Italy. They want to break away. And it's all starting to fragment. And it's because of the economic predations of the European Central Bank and the backlash to the open borders migrant crisis. And, of course, Soros is pushing, let more migrants in. Let more migrants in. When they're the majority, the indigenous Europeans will shut up and sit down. Meanwhile, following the potential loss of Brexit, that's still up in the air, the EU is trying to push east and grab more nations there, Ukraine, Georgia, and Moldova. And that, of course, is going to be seen as a threat by Russia. Now, apparently, Germany is now on the brink of a second election, because Angela Merkel is not able to form a coalition government based on the last election results. They are still deadlocked over the migrant issue. And Daniel Günther, who's minister president of Schleswig-Holstein, said that a snap election, a second snap election, would be a disaster for the country. Actually, it would be a disaster for Angela Merkel, because she tried to soften her stance on the migrant issue during the campaign, but once the election was over, she went right back to her hardline open borders agenda, which means a new election will be worse for Merkel as a result, because they know she was lying to them. Now, Berlin politicians are calling a special meeting over fears that organized Arab criminals have now infiltrated the local police force. So how's that open borders immigration thing working out for you there in Europe here? Somebody leaked a German military report that shows Germany's top military planners believe the EU will break up sometime before the year 2040. Now, Austria has just appointed an anti-EU foreign minister. That's a slap in the face of Jean-Claude Juncker. And apparently, Iceland has reversed its earlier moves toward joining the EU. There were two surviving pro-EU parties. They didn't do well in the elections. And today they've basically dropped their agenda of trying to force the joining of Iceland with the EU because of the huge public opposition. Anybody looking at what's going on in Europe realizes it's a raw deal to join the EU. It's more money for the bankers. It's more territory to make it look like the EU is growing. But for the ordinary people, it's been a raw deal from beginning to end. Now, there was this teacher who was caught on video at an Antifa rally physically assaulting people. And basically, a few weeks ago, Judicial Watch filed a California Public Records Act request. That's the state version of the FOA. And they filed a request with the Berkeley Unified School District to obtain information about this teacher's violent Antifa activism. And apparently the teacher is now suing the school district to stop it from giving Judicial Watch these records. Got something to hide? Like maybe she was being paid by Antifa? Antifa seems to have a lot of money. They certainly blew a huge wad of it last Saturday with all those newspaper ads for their civil war, which went nowhere. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And I want to spend it talking about some new developments in that Texas shooting, because obviously the gun grabbers thought they were going to have a field day with this, until it turned out that a former NRA instructor, Stephen Williford, stopped the shooter with his AR-15. And so they can't go on the warpath against, oh, we've got to ban all these military rifles, because if there had been a ban on guns for law-abiding citizens, and it turns out the church gunman shouldn't have been allowed to have a gun in the first place because of his Air Force record and the fact that apparently he was in a mental hospital for a while and on prescription psychiatric drugs. And he would have been allowed to just keep doing what he was doing because there was nobody else around there to stop him. So Stephen Williford is the hero, basically grabbed his AR-15, challenged the shooter, actually did shoot him, and had a high-speed chase down the highway until the shooter basically bled to death. But he's being hailed as a hero with his AR-15. It isn't guns, it's people. People are going to be good or bad, and they will be good and bad with whatever is at hand. A gun, a hammer, a knife, a foundation, a voting machine. Donald Trump is out there saying he's opposed to any new gun laws, and he says the problem is mental health. Guns aren't to blame here. Mental health is to blame. And apparently, this Kelly, back in 2012... was in a mental hospital, described as a danger to himself and others. And apparently he'd been sneaking firearms onto Holloman Air Force Base, attempting to carry out death threats he'd made on his military chain of command. So how did this guy get a gun? See, here we have a case of the existing laws weren't enforced. The existing systems broke down. Adding new laws and systems isn't going to solve the problem. And once again, the gun grabbers are out there saying, all you gun enthusiasts, you're all evil people. No, we're not. We're good people. We just like putting holes in paper targets. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the show, Harvey Weinstein employed former Israeli agents as part of his effort to spy on and suppress the allegations by women who have accused him of sexual assault and rape. And apparently we are getting word now that indictment for rape is about to be handed down. So that's going to be very interesting. But actress Asia Argento was saying that, yeah, that's a reason why so many women stayed silent. They knew they were being followed. They were being monitored by these former Mossad agents, and they were afraid. They were terrified. There was it's sort of like Hillary's bimbo squad, only with more teeth. And so, yeah, they were scared. That's the way it works. You abuse somebody, they don't go along, you send thugs after them. There's the music. I got to get on out of here. I got an interview over at Reluctant Preppers to get to. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it everywhere, especially Russiagate, Dossiergate, Primarygate. Keep that out there. We will force the corporate media to deal with this honestly and accurately. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.